he moved about and clomb, even to the highest he could climb and soar, straining his eyes beneath an arch of hand, or thought he saw the speck that bare the king down that long water, opening on the deep, somewhere far off, pass on, and go from less to less, and vanish into light. And the new sun rose, bringing the new year.
Idylls of the King by Tennyson, adapted by the poet Michael Simmons Roberts. The narrator was Tim Pigott Smith. Arthur was played by Jonathan Keeble, Lancelot by Simon Harrison, Guinevere by Catherine Hunt, and Bedivere by Malcolm Raeburn. Leodogran was played by Terence Mann, Tristram by Tom Ferguson, Dagonet by Russell Dixon, and Elaine was played by Ellen Rees. The music was composed by Gary Yershon and Paul Cargill. Sound design was by Steve Brook. And Idylls of the King was produced in Manchester by Susan Roberts. This is BBC Radio 3. It's a little after 10:30. And now World Roots with Lucy Duran in Azerbaijan.
I love being on the road with World Roots. We've left Baku, capital of Azerbaijan. We're about 2 hours away, and driving through some beautiful countryside on our way to what Sanubar, our host here, describes as the Switzerland of Azerbaijan. The whole time that we've been driving, you've all been making jokes about the Shaki dialect, which is apparently very funny, and you tell me that the Shaki, the people from Shaki, are the ones who really are best at making fun of themselves.
Yes, they like it. There are lots of anecdotes about Shaki people, residents. And
so what kinds of jokes, Sanuba?
Sometimes they joke about being tight-fisted.
Tight-fisted. So they're a bit stingy, or by reputation they're a bit stingy.
Yeah, there is such an anecdote that... shall I tell you?
Yes, tell me the anecdote.
That a person who lives in Shaki insisted on inviting his friend from other region. He said, come to Shaki, come to Shaki. He said, finally this person came to Shaki and phoned him and says, okay, I came to Shaki. Where is your house? He said, boy, I told you to come to Shaki, but I did not tell you to come to my home.
That's the voice of Jahangir Aliyev, and at just 13, he's quite a prodigy. To have learnt the art of mugam, the complex and technically challenging classical music of Azerbaijan, at such a young age, is a great achievement for Jahangir, but also a reflection of his teacher's brilliance. And the teachers? Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova. You may remember that on last week's programme, we recorded Gulyaz and Gulyanak in session, as well as rehearsing with 10 of their most gifted students, including Jahangir, at the Baku Music College. Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova, whose names, by the way, both mean spring flower, were also an inspiration for our young student, the 2013 World Roots Academy protégé Fidan Hajieva. Over the past few weeks, we've brought Fidan to Baku, Azerbaijan's capital, twice, so that she can soak up the authentic musical atmosphere, attend masterclasses by some of Azerbaijan's greatest musicians, and spend quality time with her mentor, another of this country's magnificent voices, Gochak Askarov. For this week's programme, our guide, the Azeri music expert and researcher Sanubar Bagirova, decided that we should leave the capital and take Fidan to a couple of Azerbaijan's most musical towns. Later in the programme, we'll be recording the ashiks, or bards, of Shamahur. But first, we were all invited to the north of Azerbaijan, right up on the borders with Georgia and Dagestan, in the green and pleasant foothills of the Caucasus Mountains. We were on our way to Shaki, the Switzerland of Azerbaijan, as it's known, and also the very musical home of our very musical spring flowers, Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova.
Peşman olarsan git senin vefan yok var senin cefan çok git senin vefan yok var senin cefan yok duymadım sevgimi bu sevgi sevgimi duymadım sevgimi bu sevgi sevgimi gel bana girme güzel gülleri değme güzel Gönlüme değme güzel, değme pişman olarsan Gel bana girme güzel, gülleri değme güzel Gönlüme değme güzel, değme pişman olarsan
Okay, so we've just arrived in Shaki. We've got the two sisters, Gulyaz and Gulyanak, with us, the two spring flowers. And they are welcoming us to Shaki, but it's all very funny because what they're doing is they're sending up their own Shaki accent.
Yeah, the dialect, Shaki dialect, is very, very different from other dialects. It is unique.
It's very sing-songy. I have no idea what you said. What is that?
That is the famous phrase. If someone wants to convince somebody else that he is from Shaki, he says this phrase.
Say it again, please.
As soon as you came out from the car, Gulyas found some funny things to say. And that is the city which is known for their jokes, and most of all, they laugh at themselves.
This very special and beautiful music that we're hearing is a family gathering of the two sisters, Gulyaz Mamadova and her sister Gulyanag Mamadova. They brought us to the village where they grew up, to the house where their parents live, and the brothers and sisters have come along, as well as the some of the grandchildren, the children, the nieces and nephews. They've laid out a table for us with cherries from the orchard just in front of us, tea which always seems to be served, the sound of the birds outside this country house. We are in the deep, deep countryside here up in Şəki province, up in the north of Azerbaijan. Where are we exactly? What's the name of this village, Sanubar?
Büyük Dehne. Büyük Big Dehne, the place where water is stored. That is a typical Azerbaijani village, especially in May when everything is green, flowers, birds. May is the best time for this area.
And it's obviously a family of incredible musicians. Some of them are like the two sisters we've been talking to and traveling with. They're professional musicians who live in Baku, but there's also a sister who lives here in the village who got married, doesn't sing professionally anymore, but has a wonderful voice.
She's their elder sister, and she doesn't sing for 25 years after she got married. She has her grandchildren right now. She will try to perform something, because she did not perform, as I told you, 25 years. She forgot all the words, poems, and trying to recall something. But she has really very beautiful voice, and two sisters, they consider her the best of them.
Gulya Nag was telling me that her mother wanted her to marry someone, and she ran away the day before the wedding. She realized that if she married him, she would never sing professionally.
Her mother also ran away with her father because her mother comes from the Khan's family.
The Khans are the rulers of this area.
Yes, her parents, her mother's parents would not like their daughter to be married to Gülyanak's father, but they loved each other and they ran away. And Gülyanak did not want to stay in the village because there is no much opportunity for being a singer. But her family wanted her to marry to some distant relative. And finally, one day before the wedding, she ran away to Baku and said, "Don't look for me. I want to be a singer."
She's now a great professional singer here.
Yes, she's one of the best singers now in her generation. You know, Azerbaijan is full of best voice, but she's not only good singer, she's very professional. She's true professional, as few people. Eşkin düşüp düşündür ay dilini okar. Yolunda gidene ölüme ay dilini okar. Eşkin düşüp dur köllüme ay dilini okar. Yolunda gidene ölüme ay dilini okar. Derdim sen benim yanına gelip sevgilim benim dil okar. Derdim sen benim yanına gelip Nilimene bir naz ile ay nili nili Nilufer. Bu kuşumu sen yaz ile ay nili nili Nilufer. Nilimene bir naz ile ay nili nili Nilufer. Bu kuşumu sen yaz ile ay nili nili Nilufer. Sen benim gülüm Şeyda bülbülüm süsensin gülüm Nilufer. Sen benim gülüm Şeyda bülbülüm süsensin Şeyda bülbülüm, süsensin gülüm Nilufer. Sen benim gülüm, Şeyda bülbülüm, süsensin gülüm Nilufer.
I'm curious to know, we've got the three sisters here. Can you ask them why they think this is such a musical family? What is it about this family that makes them so such great singers?
I will ask them.
Yes, please.
İrsi olaraq ailədə atamdan, anamdan keçib biz deyərdik. I think that our interest in and talent for music comes from our genes. My father plays the reed instrument, the zurna. In fact, Şeki is famous for its zurna players. My mother's family was also very musical and had very good voices.
Rahima, you stayed here in the village and your two sisters have gone to Baku and they become top professional singers. How is it for you to sing with them after 25 years of not singing?
Of course, they perform professionally, and I lost this ability a long time ago. I'm not so confident in my singing these days, but of course, I love to listen to my sisters perform. My mother, on the other hand, her voice is still beautiful despite not having performed for many years.
So is this your mother? Yes, right here, sitting right next to me. She's come to join us.
Do you want her to sing something?
So they're putting the microphone towards the mum, who's wearing a black scarf and around her head and a long dress and looks very traditional Azeri. Mother looks a little surprised. Mənim kimi qoca arvadım da oxumağından oxumamaq yaxşıdır, yaxşıdır. Bir-birinə göz vurur Bakının ulduzları Yüzdən bir büsat vurur Bakının ulduzları Yüzdən bir büsat vurur Bakının ulduzları So that was the mum of the sisters just singing. Everyone's kissing her now.
She just started composing the verse. She said, if you cannot sing well, it is better not to sing. If such old woman as me sings so bad, it is better not to sing.
So that's why everyone was laughing.
Yes.
When we were children, my mother would sing old, old folk songs to us. And when she sang with my father, it was something else.
Are they going to do it?
Why not?
Yes, why not?
Papa! Diller papası da oxusun mamasıyla. Onlar çalarlar. Onlar özünü
hala... He performs not to sing, but to play zurna.
Is he going to play zurna?
Yes.
Now?
He can, yes.
This is really quite a spot. And when you come up to Şeki, you don't realize the history in this place and also the kind of the magnificence, the grandeur of the landscape. What most impresses me is the history. And Gülyanak, one of the two sisters, has brought us to various places around Şeki. We saw a caravanserai, a very old caravanserai, which was one of the places where they would stop on the Silk Route. We saw a fabulous palace. But where we are now is way up in the mountains. There are clouds around us, and we're way above Şeki. And it's a very, very old church. It's 2,000 years old, and it's a church. Sanabar, let me ask you, what do you know about this church
In some ancient writings, it is characterized as mother of Eastern Christian Church, and that is the first church built in the Caucasian Albania and perhaps in the whole Caucasus.
When you say Caucasian Albania, this is something completely new to me. I mean, I think of Albania as being the country that's above Greece. But here we are in Azerbaijan, and you're telling me about a place which was called Albania in the early period of Christianity here in the Caucasus.
Caucasian Albania, it was not called at the ancient time Caucasian. It was called just Albania. Albania, Armenia, Iberia, these great ethnicities in the Caucasus. The northwest part of contemporary Azerbaijan before the Arabic invasion was called Albania. It was a big state with many capitals. One capital was in Karabakh, another capital in Shaki. Every state, no matter if it is in Caucasus or it is in Great Britain or in France, every state has rises and falls. The same was with Caucasian Albania.
Just started drizzling here, so we've taken cover, but we're still looking at this beautiful old stone church with the mountains behind it and the clouds. Gulyanak, before coming up here, you took us to a palace, the palace of the Khan, the ruler of Shaki, of your town. And I was astonished to see this beautiful palace inside. The decoration is just incredible. It's a real gem. Tell us about this palace.
Evvela biz çok şadık bugün sizi burada görmemize.
We are so proud to have been born in this area of Azerbaijan. And first of all, I would like to welcome you to this beautiful place. As for the Shaki Khan Palace, we recently marked its 250th anniversary. And this was very special for us because my family on my mother's side is the same family as the Shaki Khan. We are directly related.
So that palace, which is so beautifully decorated inside with its arabesque carvings and its representations of pomegranate trees and of symbolic paintings of lions and the beautiful stained glass windows, many of which are the original ones from 250 years ago. It's really quite extraordinary place. Do you think your ancestors might have sung in that palace?
Herhalde.
I would like to believe that my ancestors lived in this beautiful palace. And either way, we know that our music, the Mugam of Azerbaijan, is a very old tradition. What you've seen and heard today represents our yesterday, our today, and our tomorrow. We hope that our grandchildren will enjoy and safeguard these traditions in the way that we have.
And I understand you're a big fan of Celine Dion and you can sing her songs very well. Is that true?
Ben özümü de zahiren Celine Dion'a benzetirler.
Yes, people think that I look like her. And even though I don't speak English, I was asked to sing one of her songs. And if you wish, I can sing you a little bit.
Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you gone.
This is wonderful. It's wonderful, and I have to say that we're right next to a first century church in the north of Azerbaijan, in what used to be Caucasian Albania, listening to Gulyanag singing Celine Dion. That's great. Thank you. Sağ ol.
Sağ ol. Teşekkür ederim.
This is a rather wonderful sound. This is a father and son playing at either end of a very long room where we've just been treated to a fabulous banquet of food. I must say that Azeri hospitality is pretty remarkable. The father is playing, or was playing a minute ago, the tar, and his son is playing the kamanja. That's what we're hearing right now, the spike fiddle. They're warming up because, Sarıbağ, you brought us here to this place, Şamahır, for a music party.
Yes, Shamaha was one of the oldest centers of Azerbaijan. It was a capital of Azerbaijan until the earthquake, terrible earthquake in 19th century. Shamaha has very old musical traditions. In 19th century, there were famous music majlis. Majlis is a sort of salon party, musical party. That was a circle of people who gathered regularly, and the musicians performed, and the poets recited their poems, and it was called majlis. Shamaha, Garabakh, and Baki, there were three famous majlis in Azerbaijan in 19th century, and lots of very good musicians came from Shamaha. So I tried to revive the spirit of this majlis, so we invited tar players, kamancha players, singers, and also ashik,
the bardic musicians.
Yes, ashik tradition in Shamaha is special. It is different from other ashik tradition in Azerbaijan because it is very close to Mugam, and it joins Mugam and ashik music. So we will try to revive the atmosphere of musical majlis of 19th century.
Söyle görüm ay dilberim, söyle görüm ay dilberim, niye gez gez görünürsen, niye gez gez görünürsen. Soruşma kayıp olmasın, niye gez gez görünürsen, niye gez gez görünürsen. Gömürem dur senin sen, gömürem dur senin sen, çöllümün ilk sevin. Çölümün ilk sevinci sen, belki menden inci misen, belki menden inci misen, niye ged ged görünürsen, niye ged ged görünürsen, niye ged ged görünürsen.
Fidan, here we are in Shamaha. What's it like for you?
Well, it's my first time being here. and I'm finding it really interesting because it's very different from the capital. I've never experienced anything like this before. The house is different, the food is different, the atmosphere is different, and I'm liking it.
What do you find interesting about it?
The way of their living. It's totally different from Baku and London. Because I am a city girl, this is completely different from me. The way the people are, very nice, kind.
How about the music? Do you feel it's organic music as well?
It's definitely organic music. It's definitely different. But very, again, interesting, because I've heard all this before, but it's better to hear it in Shamakha.
Has a full set of gold teeth. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I did notice that. That is quite popular in this country. Very popular.
But seems especially with the Ashik,
with
the bards, they seem to like gold teeth.
Yeah, I think it was because back in the days, you couldn't, you know, when your teeth breaks or something, you can't get normal white teeth, so they have to put gold. But it's quite interesting. It's just they've got like a jewellery shop in there.
That's right, yes. So all that gold is, of course, it's worth a lot of money.
Sure,
and they're carrying it around in their head.
It's all wealth.
I think what strikes me, I don't know about you, is that it just there seems to be so many amazing musicians. There seems to be such a lot of interest among, you know, people of your generation as well. They really seem to be dedicated to learning Mugam and Ashik music.
This is because they have grown in this environment. Everyone is talented in this country.
But also, I think you can make good money if you're a musician here.
Oh, you can definitely make good money. You can go to parties, weddings, events, and you get a lot of money. That's why most musicians here are quite rich.
And you see them driving around, you know, really expensive,
yep, I've noticed
beautiful
that.
Cars.
I've noticed because music is so respected here. That's why it's really appreciated. That's why they get a lot of money.
This singer, this elderly singer that we brought here to Shamakha from Baku, what's special about him? Oh, by the way, just tell us his name.
Agha Karim Nafiz, mostly now contemporary singer. They perform songs, perform some light, more or less light music. But he keeps this old style, typical Shamakha old style singing. And that is very rare. Everybody knows that there are two masterpieces in his performance. One is Mugam Saranj and another is Segah. And now we talked
him into performing
Performing Mugam Segah. I don't know any other singer in Azerbaijan today who could perform with such voice at such age.
Oç bir şişemeyi nabaparır. Kabrevine oç bir şişemeyi nabaparır. Ateşi duzakı söndürme gelsin nabaparır. Vaizin sehvini eybetme kaşın şovkıyla o kadar fikir kılır aklını mehrab aparır ay emay nakay Tutya yetmek için çeşmine eshab aparıyor elle. Şeb-i hicran müjdeleyi Şeb-i hicran müjdeler tutmaz her çeşmim önünü. Giryeden süphe kimi alem seylap aparır. Şerh-i zülfün geceler ey. Şerh-i zülfün geceler seyidi koymuş bir dar. Gerçi efsane uzandıkça gözü hap aparır. Ah, aman ay ay, aman ay da yazı bir daday.
And we have one more piece of music awaiting us. Our host is just warming up on the tar, on this figure of eight instrument, string instrument that's so typical of Azerbaijan.
According to tradition, as the host of this majlis, he ends this majlis. So we are going to listen in his rendition, Orta Mahur, one of the complicated
There mubams. Must be something in the water or in the air of Shamahur to have created so many wonderful musicians and such great traditions.
Temiz abu hava var, dağlar var, güzel çaylar var, meşeler var.
You can see beautiful nature here, beautiful scenery, our forests, our mountains, our clean water and clean air, the springs, the rivers. This inspires us as musicians. But don't forget, this is also the place where Azerbaijan's greatest poets come from. Maybe their spirits walk amongst us, providing us with an even greater source of inspiration.
Meyman, I see Baku as a city with a very old history, but with an incredible amount of new buildings, and old buildings are being torn down, new buildings put up. It looks like a very modern city. This is a very modern country in many ways, and yet you cherish these old musical traditions. And these are not traditions that seem commercial. So how is this possible?
Ben bile düşünürüm ki bu halkın ruhundan gelen bir musikidir. İstir onu
you see this piece of wood in my hands? This is the tar. Even if you put the performer and his instrument inside a building made of concrete and glass, this music and the instrument will still be alive. It is the human spirit that keeps this tradition alive, and that's more powerful than large buildings. All my emotions are channeled through this instrument, my sadness, my joy.
Thank you.
This is our favorite restaurant in Baku, the beautiful Mugam Theater, a really special place, the old caravanserai, which has been so beautifully restored and serves such wonderful meals. And I'm here with a woman whose name is Sona Abbasova. She's a beloved friend of our guide, our musical guide, Sanubar Bagirova. She's a fluent English speaker, someone who loves culture and music and lives here in Baku. Sona, everywhere we've been, we've heard about how everyone loves music and how musical the Azeri are. Now, you're not a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
I would say this is absolutely true, at least from my point of view. Because if you would just knock on 10 flats of Azeri person's door, you would have piano at least in 7 of them.
That's amazing.
Because music is and has been and is a big part of our culture. I personally attribute it to the mentality of Azeri people. When you live in a country which historically has been very warm, sunny, you live in a warmer country. I mean, I'm just now talking a bit in allegories. You don't have to think about kind of preserving too many things for winter because the winter is long. And here you had historically more time for spiritual things, the things which are closer to your heart.
But this is, it's also surely because Azerbaijan is on the crossroads between the East and the West and between so many cultures, so many religions. It's got such a long history. That must play a very important role.
Absolutely. I mean, just in that point of view, we've been very lucky to be born where we are born. And another part that, especially with Mugam, is for me as an Azeri person, Mugam is such an Azeri thing because Mugam is giving you this kind of 3-4 main chords, and within that chord, as long as you are within this chord, you can improvise as much as you want. But again, I'm just kind of
let me understand you. So what you're saying is that Mugam is like a metaphor. It's
absolutely
like a metaphor for Azeri culture. It provides a framework within
absolutely
which there's a lot of freedom
absolutely
to improvise and
absolutely
express the individual.
Absolutely.
This country has been through incredible political and social changes in the
yes
last, 30, 40 years. How do you think that kind of political history has affected social and cultural life here?
Oh, I think Confucius has been asked, what's the worst curse in the world? He said, may you live in interesting times. And he said, what's the best well wish? And he said, that may you live in interesting times. So it's up to us. For me, it was a blessing to be born where I was born, to live where I live, and at the time when I live, because I am the product of these beautiful changes. And thank God I've been through this. I've been through this collapse of Soviet Union, about this absolutely dreadful time when no one knew where to go. And in 1990, when actually the contract of the century has been signed, and I was the person who have seen this beautiful change in the country. You can actually follow the whole history of the country through its architecture. Because in the heart of it, you have old city. Then the first circle comes the first oil boom, yes? Then the second circle, when after the revolution, Stalin has started building these pseudo palaces for proletariat, just for them to live as gloriously as the kings and queens before. The next circle is Khrushchev area, where you have the small boxes. He was saying, okay guys, hang on for another 20 years, we will just get into communism and we will have all these lovely buildings. Then you have Brezhnev's era with all these ugly skyscrapers all around, like dotted in the outskirts of Baku, because they wanted to house as many people as possible. And then you are just coming back to the root of it now and start the history over again.
Well, as the 2013 World Roots Academy draws to its conclusion, don't forget there's one major event left in the calendar that you can attend in person. On the 22nd of August at 10 p.m, our protege Fidan Hajiyeva will perform live with her mentor Gochak Askarov as part of the World Roots Prom at the Royal Albert Hall. Also on the bill is a thrilling lineup of musicians from Mali, including the master Ngoni player Baseku Kouyaté. You can get more details from the prom's website, as well as details of where to get the tickets. That's the World Roots Prom on the 22nd of August. Back in Baku with the World Roots Academy, there were a couple of things we wanted to do before we flew home, and both involved the 2013 mentor, Azerbaijan's great singer, Gochak Askarov.
I'm very thrilled to be here. This is Gochak Askarov's house, and it's a really lovely scene. He lives next door to his father, and in between his sister and his father. We're in the outside courtyard under this very steep hill. And there are lots of children in this paved courtyard. And a lot of these children are singers, just as Gochak is a singer. His mother, who's bringing chairs up to the table, is also a singer. His little nephew, who I remember from the film that we did, Growing Into Music, where we were documenting the way that children learn musical skills and musical repertoires here in Azerbaijan. And this was one of the young singers that we filmed. He's now 11 years old. I'm really hoping that some of these children will sing, because it's obviously a real family tradition. And of course, Gochak has one of the most exquisite voices. It's a sublime voice. It'll be really fascinating to see how he's passing on this tradition to his children. And they're all kind of gathering around, bringing chairs up to the table. There's laundry hanging up just next to us. It's a, you know, it's not a kind of a grand house, but it's got a real atmosphere of family.
I came to Baku in 1990 after I was wounded in the Karabakh War. And then in 1993, my family joined me. I ran away to music school because I was so passionate about music. I ran away twice in my life, once to music school and once to the war. I ran away because my mother wouldn't let me go to the war. The memory will be with me forever because I badly injured my eye during the war.
Just tell us, Gochak, a little bit about Karabakh and the war there that you fought in.
Before the war, I lived very near to Armenia and was friends with many Armenians. No one wanted this war to happen, except people who came from outside. When the war began, we just had air rifles and had to fight against the Armenians with automatic rifles and machine guns. I was just a boy of 15 or 16. It changed my whole life. No one should be aggressive to anyone else.
Gochak, do you remember when you started singing?
He said he doesn't really remember. He must have been really young.
Gochak, what's the most difficult thing about singing?
He said nothing is difficult for me.
Gochak, your nephew he's got great natural confidence. He can learn anything if he wants to. Oh, Gochak's now pulling his eldest child onto his lap, his first daughter.
She doesn't want to sing, but she normally does.
That was a lovely experience to go with Gochak Askarov, our mentor, to his home and meet his family, meet his father, and to just get a glimpse of the way that song has been carried down through three or more generations in his family, and how they come from Karabakh, the war-torn part of the west of Azerbaijan, and had to flee. And ironically, if that hadn't happened, Gochak probably would never have been the singer that he is today, one of Azerbaijan's greatest performers
of Lugan. And so we go from the very old, the real countryside, the rural tradition of Mugam to something very, very different. We're in the modern part of Baku, central Baku, and Gottschalk has brought us to a place that's famous here in the city for its music. It's the Jazz Center. So Gottschalk, what are you going to be performing for us now here at the Jazz Center?
Gottschalk
is going to perform a song from the drama play of Sheikh Sanan. The name of the play is Sheikh Sanan. That is a great play of our well-known playwright who was killed during the Soviet period. Fikret Amirov, one of the greatest Azerbaijani composers, composed music to this play. Gottschalk is going to perform it in jazz arrangement of Cemil Amirov, son of Fikret Amirov, the author of this song.
And will Mugam be part of it?
Yes, he will perform a part of Mugam in the same mode with this song.
Well, this seems a very appropriate way and place to end our coverage of the World Roots Academy 2013 here in Azerbaijan. With you, Gottschalk Askarov, our mentor, a young musician who's absolutely rooted in the tradition of Mugam, but you're also taking it to new places and breathing new life into it with the kind of thing that we're about to hear at the Jazz Center. Fidan, we've seen so many different aspects of music while we've been in Azerbaijan with you, and now we're about to end with Jazz Mugam. So how has it been for you?
It has been great for me because I have now seen different aspects of Azeri music, from traditional to jazz to Mugam, and it has brought me to my roots and connected me with my roots, so it has been lovely, and I'm so lucky to have seen all of these different aspects of music and all these great musicians.
And don't forget, you can hear Gottschalk Askarov and his band all the way from Baku with Fidan Hajieva, his protege, at the prom on the 22nd of August, live from the Royal Albert Hall. But for now, from the Baku Jazz Center, here's Gottschalk Askarov. Good night.
Oh,
Gotchak Askarov, ending this week's World Roots with Lucy Duran. And if you'd like more details on the programme and to see some photos of the musicians featured in it, the spectacular scenery as well, do please visit the World Roots page on the Radio 3 website. World Roots will be back at 10 o'clock next Sunday evening with a special concert of Korean pansori. There's some very eye-catching photos of that as well on the World Roots page of the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11:30, and now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming from the recital room at the City Halls, Glasgow, as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Tonight we have two contrasting artists performing in this wonderful performance space. Later we'll be hearing from the gifted Venezuelan pianist, arranger and composer Leo Blanco, whose style is seeped in African and European influences and who was playing in a symphony orchestra at the tender age of 11. But first we're going to hear the Nova Scotia Jazz Band, who were voted Best Early Jazz Band in the 2011 Scottish Jazz Awards. And whilst they are firmly in the tradition of the swinging Dixieland groups, they have a fresh take on this classic jazz style. So let's go straight to the music and hear them play their first tune, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me. The Nova Scotia Jazz Band.
Thank you. On bass, we have Andy Sharkey. They're simply wonderful. On banjo and guitar, Duncan Fingers Finlay.